1395 5AA. Talking Adelaide with Will Goodings.
It's 23 minutes after two. How's this for a story? $50,000 was stolen from a West Australian real estate agency in February. $50,000. An incredible amount of money. But look, windows weren't smashed. There are no good pictures of the crime, and so we haven't heard much about it. It's the latest incident of cybercrime, and it may have come about because, well, there's a range of things, and it's still largely unclear as to how this happened, but it might have come about by virtue of an employee clicking a dodgy link on Facebook or within an email from an unknown sender, and sometimes you get those random emails. But it's frightening to think you've clicked and $50,000 is gone from the company. And we just haven't heard about how this has happened. Stilgarian is our IT go-to man on all matters security. Stilgarian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Will.
Is it as simple as that? You click a bad link and 50 grand gone.
Well, click a bad link and someone is inside your office. I think that's the kind of better way of putting it. And you're right to say we don't know exactly how the bad guys got into this real estate agent's computer systems. And that's the problem. If you actually don't have good security software and procedures on your computer networks, when someone breaks in and something bad happens, you're just left with that, well, they got in somehow and we don't know. It's a bit like, I don't know, you've got a warehouse in your business and you don't have any surveillance cameras, and or if you do, you're not recording it. So all you know is someone broke in and stole $50,000 worth of stock, but you don't know who it was or how they got in or where it went. So that's kind of what happened here. We know that the bad guys got into the network somehow, and we know that they changed the banking account listed in the company's internet banking so that it looked like, oh, yeah, we're going to be paying this amount of money out to a regular client. But when they authorized the payment, instead of going to who they thought it was, a different bank account number had been entered into that. And, the bank in question will know where that money has gone. And obviously banks don't talk about this kind of thing very much.
Sure.
Usually what then happens is a money mule has been lined up. And if this is the classic example of international cybercrime, if I can use the C word in the afternoon, the money mules are recruited, they're told they're processing refunds or whatever. What will happen is the money will come out of the victim's bank account into the money mule's bank account. They will then get a message to say, hey, the money's dropped. You need to withdraw that in cash, take it down to your local Western Union branch or somewhere like that, and wire the money to wherever the next step is. And, you know, it all happens within a matter of minutes. Now, that is what we kind of know about this case. The money went somewhere. We know that the bad guys got into the network somehow. Now, typically, and that's what we're saying, the West Australian authorities are saying, look, this is probably what happened.
Yeah.
You either get a spam email that looks legitimate, say you open the document or click on a link in it, or it's a link sent some other way by Facebook or some other social networking site. It takes you to a website which may even look perfect, or it may look like, you know, you may be told, hey, click on this link, there's something wrong with your bank account, you need to sort this out.
Mm.
You click on the link, you go to a site which looks like your bank website because it's a beautiful copy of it, but unless you're paying attention, you don't realise it's actually not your bank's website at all. You enter your username and password, and you're at that point giving your login to the criminals.
So typically in these sorts of instances, it still requires you to be complicit in some way. It still requires some input, you handing it some information. There's not a situation where sometimes you get a link and you think it's from a trustworthy source and you click it and go, well, okay, that's clearly spam. It was clearly, you know, something's happened with that person's email, but you just go, you know, and leave the site and close the window for example. There's nothing that means that, you know, that situation could ultimately turn out that someone's hacked into your details, or could they?
Sad thing is they could do. That's the other way.
Wow.
One is the kind of phishing attack, as it's called, with a PH. Phishing, which is about trying to get you to enter your username and password into a fraud website. The other possibility is there is malware which can take over your computer, and that can be installed just by visiting a dodgy website. And it would happen, you think, oh, I didn't get to see the, you know, the email said I'd see the video of the finding the wreckage of MH370. You know, I really wanted to see that.
Yep.
And you click and go, oh, there isn't a video here at all. Oh, well, that went wrong. Move on.
And you don't even think about it.
But at that, yeah, exactly. But at that point, someone may have taken over your computer. Now, in this case, I suspect it's more the phishing attack, because it feels to me, you know, knowing not all of the details, but that's kind of the most common with this sort of attack. That, as I say, they change, you know, they've got your bank details, so they go separately, log into the bank on your behalf, change the account number that the payment's going to go to. And then once a payment happens, they log in, change it back, and you think it's gone to the right place.
Still, Gary, I must confess, I picked up on this story from a tweet of yours, and you were lamenting the lack of coverage of these sorts of things. I mean, clearly your area of interest in things you write on a fair bit is security and cybercrime and things like that. Why do you think a theft of some $50,000 doesn't register on the radars of the media?
Look, personally, I think it means that, you know, the media is missing a real story about emerging crime. I mean, if someone had gone down to your local pub or your local bank branch or your local TAB with a couple of sawn-off shotties and made off with 50 grand in a canvas bag, it would be the big news story of the day. Now, admittedly, in that kind of case, we'd have grainy surveillance camera images to show on the front of the telly news, and it'd all be very dramatic. Here, it's just, you know, a number has changed in a bank's database somewhere and it's gone wrong, but it's a number that does have 5 digits in it, and this is a serious amount of money. And I think there's something that, if I could say, many people in the mainstream media and who choose our news agenda have not quite caught up with the fact of, A, how widespread cybercrime is, and B, how big it can be. You know, that in this case, the bank has obviously decided that, yeah, we can see what's going on. We'll give the $50,000 back. We'll reverse the transaction. This Broome real estate agent is not out of pocket, as far as we know. But, you know, has the bank recovered that money? This is people say, why are bank fees so much? All right, they make colossal profits. Let's not forget that.
Yes.
But at the same time, they're at the moment possibly covering a $50,000
fine. How do you balance, though, creating awareness and educating people that this kind of stuff is going on without scaring the bejeebus out of people that internet banking is the devil and, you know, it's all holding together by a thread and the walls are going to come down at some point?
And on my more paranoid days, I'm more that latter viewpoint. It's like, you know, civilization is going to end at any moment. You know, what have we done? We are putting banking on the internet. How stupid were we? No, look, the reality is billions of dollars of commerce is done online every hour of every day of every week. So, you know, the vast majority of it goes perfectly smoothly. You'd be more at risk if you had $50,000, you know, in a briefcase that you were taking down to your client in the back of a car. So I don't think we should be paranoid about it at all. The banks are very good at taking care of their money. I mean, that's the business they're in.
Yeah.
I think, you know, how we need to look at this is go, well, look, when a case like this happens, what went wrong? How could that have happened to me? And in this case, the kinds of lessons we have are, well, are all your employees aware of the risks? You know, do they know that just because they get an email that appears to be from a friend and saying, hey, you better check this fantastic video, or that appears to be from your bank and says, look, click on here because we've suspended your account, better click on here and log in. I mean, banks don't do that. Banks will send you an email and say, call us. You know, a bank will not send you a link to click on. Just delete that. That's one thing. And the other thing is to look at your procedures. I mean, someone authorized this amount of money going out of the organization. It probably said legitimate client proprietary limited in the text part of the explanation, but the account number had changed.
Yeah.
You know, and then even look at, well, change those passwords regularly. Make sure that when an employee leaves, that you do change the passwords to everything important, just in case that employee's got a grudge for some reason. I mean, heck, you didn't sack them, did you? In which case, they may be wanting revenge.
Yeah.
You know, all of those little things. So I think it's, you know, don't be paranoid, but at least have a little bit of awareness of the risks and just, yeah, be a bit wary.
Stuhl Gehring, always great speaking to you, mate. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure. We'll catch you later.
Stuhl Gehring is our IT commentator and, of course, specialised in security matters and brought largely to our attention this story about $50,000 being taken from a real estate agency in WA by clicking on a wrong link. It's frightening to think that this kind of thing is going on about the place.